The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Jesus Christ.
This is the season for graduation speeches. Some are funny, others are controversial, and still others are little more than a mottled stew of cliches. Occasionally, however, a graduation speech intrigues, enlightens, and inspires an audience, even those who are anxious for the ceremony to end so they can get on with the party. NBC's Today Show recently compiled a list of memorable quotes for commencement speeches, and it included these gems. "You must be the change you wish to see in the world." That was from Mahatma Gandhi. "Forever is composed of nows," from Emily Dickinson. "Success is loving life and daring to live it," from Maya Angelou. "An education is what remains after one forgets what one has learned in school," from Albert Einstein. Today, as we remember the ascension of the Lord, the church offers us three different addresses from the Bible. The first offers a promise, the second a prayer, and the third a commission. The Acts of the Apostles begins where the Gospel of Luke ends. The risen Lord has revealed himself to his disciples, and he is preparing to leave them for heaven. And when they ask whether he is ready to restore the kingdom of Israel, he demurs. He turns their focus to their mission, to be witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And he promises that they will be blessed and empowered with the Holy Spirit to fulfill that mission. And the rest of the Acts of the Apostles recounts the realization and the impact of that mission and the growth of the church. St. Paul begins his letter to the Ephesians by praying that they may be blessed with a spirit of wisdom and revelation, to know God and to have enlightened hearts to know the hope of their call, the riches of God's glory, and the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. And his prayer for them is also a prayer for us. And finally, in St. Matthew's recollection of the Lord's ascension, we receive the Great Commission. It's a call that's incorporated into the invocation that the priest or bishop prays over the waters of baptism at the Easter Vigil. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And then it concludes with another promise. Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. Baptism, our baptism, is the beginning of our initiation into a lifetime of discipleship. And so, brothers and sisters, as we enter this final week of the Easter season and prepare to celebrate Pentecost next Sunday, may we believe in the Lord's promise. Be blessed by St. Paul's prayer and fulfill the great commission that we have received, trusting that Jesus is with us always until the end of the age. And may we also remember that our formation, like our education, never ends.